Translation: O greatest of all rulers, your actual identity is impossible for us to understand. As far as we can see, your presence brings flourishing happiness to everyone. Beyond this, no one can appreciate your activities. We can see this much and nothing more. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the demigods offered the prayers to Lord Shiva, their inner purpose was to please Him so that He would rectify the disturbing situation created by the halahal poison. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamestestara ritak jnana prapadyantena devata. When one worships demigods, this is certainly because of deep-rooted desires he wants fulfilled by the mercy of those demigods. People are generally attached to the worship of demigods for some motive. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shiradha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We are reading from 8th Canto, Chapter 7, Lord Shiva Saves the Universe. We can see in this canto that how demigods and demons, they are trying to churn the ocean to get nectar. Their goal is ultimately they want to get the nectar. But what is happening in the process of churning, they have come across this very, very great difficult situation. They did not expect this. They wanted nectar, but first thing which has come out is poison. It was completely unexpected. And they did not know what to do. They did not know how to solve this problem. They are very confused. And at that point of time, they wanted a solution. As Prabhupada explains, that most of the people in the material world, when they have problem, they approach these demigods. That please make me clear in my exams, or please give me more wealth, please give me more power, please give me more fame. But here we see the situation, the demigods, the so-called mini controllers, or people who fulfill other wishes and Now remove the obstacles, they themselves are in difficulty. And they did not expect this situation. And they were expecting something different, but complete reversal was happening. Many times we see as devotees in our life also, when we take up Krishna consciousness, initially we think that now since I am practicing the process of Krishna consciousness, everything is going to be very, very peaceful, very rosy picture, we'll be very happy and ultimately we'll go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada has told, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But even in our lives, the most unexpected moment, things happen which we never expected. And we do not know what to do. As devotees also, we must realize that we are staying in a place where Krishna says this material world is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It is temporary and full of miseries. And even devotees are not going to be spared from these miseries. And things happen sometimes. At such moments, some unexpected thing will happen and even devotees get shocked. Sometimes they lose their faith. I know one American lady. This is how unexpected things can happen in somebody's life. She was in a jail. She had committed some crime. And she wanted to come out of the jail. So somehow or other she made a plan with the jail keeper that I want to escape from this jail. And the plan she made, the jail keeper said, the only time somebody goes out of this jail is when somebody is dead. So the only time somebody goes out is the coffin goes out and the dead body goes out. He said, okay, I will die, I will sleep with the dead body inside the coffin. And when they bury the dead body, you please come out and you take me, you bring me out from the coffin. And she paid him a lot of dollars. And then now she was waiting that when somebody will die. And said, how do I come to know that somebody is dead? Saying a bell rings. So she was waiting for the bell to ring. And one fine day the bell rang. She was so happy. She was waiting for this moment. Now she is going to be released. She went to the mortuary. She saw already in the coffin the dead body was lying. She slept over the dead body. And then she heard the sounds. People came, took the coffin, went out, digging sound and burying sound. She was very, very happy, waiting. Now somebody will come and bring me out. And after a few hours, Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Few hours passed, but nobody came. So she got scared. She had a lighter and she started seeing, maybe is there a way I can escape myself? And when she was trying to figure out how to escape, she happened to see the face of the dead body. And it was a jail keeper. So she made perfect plans. But somebody else controls our plan. Most of us, as it is explained in the Shastras, right from Brahma to the small insects, Indra Gopa, everybody is controlled by the three modes of material nature. And that includes devotees and demigods. So here we can see in this situation that demigods are suffering miserably. If there's a demon, they can just kill the demon and do something. But here there is so much poison. They want to drink nectar and become eternal. And the first thing which has come out is poison. And they just don't know what to do. And that's the reason. The first thing they want to do is ask somebody for help. And help in such a way that please drink this poison. Demigods also we see in some other chapters that how Indra, because he wanted to kill Vritasur, he wanted to make that his weapon. And the only way he could make weapon is by the bones of Dadichi. So they approached Dadichi Muni and told him, please die. They can go to such extent that here they are telling, please drink poison. So when the difficult situations come, what is the solution? That is said that even in the Lord Ramchandra's case, Lord Ramchandra is the supreme personality of Godhead. And we learn so many lessons from his life. It was said that the nakshatra in which Lord Ramchandra was born, it said that whoever comes in close contact with Lord Ram, the family members, they all will go through a lot of suffering. His father suffered, his wife suffered, his children suffered, his brother's wife suffered. So we think that when we become devotees, there will not be suffering. But here by his own example, Lord Ramchandra showed, it was the greatest day of his coronation. And within few moments, the whole situation changed, turned. And to the extent, forget sitting on a throne. He was sent out of the kingdom for 14 years. Even we see in the lives of Kunti Maharani and Pandavas, that when Pandavas came back with Kunti Maharani from the forest after the death of Pandu, they were expecting some shelter. But what was the condition? They were great devotees of Krishna. And Krishna was in fact their family member. But what was the situation? In the house they were staying, the same family members wanted to kill them, destroy them. Similar situation in the life of Prahlad. Most of us, if we ask that, sometimes we ask people when we do some different seminars, that who are the people whom you trust most? And we do with devotees, they said Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, and our parents, right? Our father or mother. But in this case of Prahlad, the person whom he trusts the most, his own father, wanted to destroy him. If we analyze our life situation, when we think the reversals are happening or difficulties are coming, we must realize that difficulties are not as much as Lord Ramchandra or Kunti Devi or Prahlad. Devotees also suffer. We see so many devotees, sometimes a family member is sick, sometimes a child is sick, sometimes some very near and dear one departs, or sometimes you are sick, and such sickness that nobody can do anything, and there is no cure. What does a devotee do in this time of situation? Many times we think that now I am initiated devotee, and most, it is said that at a time of initiation, the spiritual master accepts all our karma. Then why am I suffering? Why still these karmas are not leaving me? Why am I not able to practice spiritual life with honesty and sincerity? It is said in the 7th chapter and 28th verse of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that you can practice devotional service with great determination only when your sinful reactions are, destroyed. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that as a devotee, unless and until our sinful reactions are not destroyed and we don't become pious enough, you cannot have determination to practice devotional service. So what happens at the time of initiation, spiritual master does accept lot of our sinful reaction. And that is the reason at least we are able to chant 16 rounds, follow the 4 level principles with great determination. I remember when difficulties come sometimes, people lose faith. Or if they are sincere, they take shelter of Krishna. Or the shelter of Guru or shelter of Vaishnavas. Once my daughter, I and my husband were traveling by flight. We had to go to Delhi to get some visas for Ukraine. And definitely we were going to Ukraine for preaching. So our goal or our idea, whatever we were doing, it was very spiritual. And suddenly in the flight, it was darkness, suddenly the lights went off and the flight was going up and down. And we realized that there is some very serious situation, anything can happen. And what could we do? We just hold each other's hands and started praying and chanting. The only thing you can do when you're in the greatest helpless situation is you pray. Because prayers are direct communication from of finite to infinite, from soul to Krishna. That's the only thing you can do. Prayers are communication. And it is said that when the life knocks you down on your knees, it is a time to pray. It is a perfect position to pray. So in this situation, we couldn't do anything else. We just started praying, started chanting Narsingha Aarti, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And after 15-20 minutes, everything settled down and we landed safely. So here also we can see the demigods in this most difficult situation, they knew they cannot do anything else. The only thing they can do is with folded hands, pray. And it is said that there is no atheist in the foxhole. There was a soldier who didn't believe in God. But when he was fighting on a war and many enemy soldiers were following him, he was trying to escape. He reached to a particular point where he couldn't go further. There was a cave and he couldn't go further. So he entered the cave, but he could hear the sound of enemy soldiers coming. And he didn't believe in God. But he had no other choice. He said he remembered his words of his grandmother, that God can help you in any difficult situation. So immediately he prayed that if you exist, God, please protect me. And a big spider came, and outside the cave, he made a big, large web. The enemy soldiers came, they saw the web, and they thought nobody has entered to this web. That means, you know, it is perfect web, so nobody has entered, and they returned. So prayers can actually create miracles. And we can see here, this is the last verse of the prayers of demigods. It is explained in the Shastras and by our great Acharyas, a prayer has three components. When you want to pray, the first and most important component is you glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you thank Him. Or whomever, suppose here we can see that they are glorifying Lord Shiva. All the previous verses which you have read, they are one after another. They are trying to glorify Lord Shiva. And in this particular verse, they are saying that whatever we know best, we have already glorified. But many times, Lord Shiva, people don't understand you. Even we don't understand you much. But this is what we feel from the heart and we are expressing to you. So we see sometimes people misunderstand Lord Shiva. They do not understand the position of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is actually very, very powerful personality. And he is above the living entities. He is not counted as one of the living entities. Shiva Tattva is higher than Jiva Tattva. Even we see devotees sometimes misunderstand Lord Shiva. We have the famous example from the fourth canto of Daksha. Daksha was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. And his daughter wanted to marry Lord Shiva. His father, Lord Brahma, was asking Daksha, please get your daughter married to Shiva because she is the eternal consort of Lord Shiva. And he said, no. My daughter has been raised in palace with all the great comforts. How can I get her married to Shiva who doesn't even have a house? Forget house. He stays in a crematorium. Surrounded by dead bodies. He covers his body with ashes. And he wears his snakes. And his associates are ghosts and hobgoblins. Most of the time for the marriage proposal, the family wants to see who are the relatives. You know, who are the close associates of the boy, are they good people? Will they support him? And here you see Lord Shiva having ghosts and hobgoblins. It's impossible. He was right as a father, maybe he couldn't have got married Sati to Lord Shiva, but Lord Brahma ordered him that you must, because she is the eternal consort of Shiva and she wants to marry him. And finally the marriage happened, but Daksha was so upset with Shiva that he insulted Shiva and Sati. And what happened? Sati left her body. And when Lord Shiva comes there, Shiva is Ashutosh. He fulfills everyone's desire. Even Daksha was destroyed by Virabhadra, expansion of Lord Shiva, who destroyed the Yajna, he cut off the head of actually Daksha. And then when Lord Shiva appeared, Prasuti requests that, please, you know, I've already lost my daughter and now my husband. Please, we cannot do anything for your wife, but at least revive my husband. And Lord Shiva is such a personality that even though he was pained because his wife had left him, but he revived Daksha. But he gave him a punishment. He gave him a goat's head. So we can see that Lord Shiva, people cannot understand him. It is very difficult to understand Lord Shiva. But he is a very, very powerful personality. And he is one of the great devotees of Lord Vishnu. And there is a pastime in Vrindavan that there was a devotee of Lord Shiva, Harivansha. And he was worshipping Lord Shiva. He just loved Lord Shiva. So when Lord Shiva appeared, Lord Shiva asked him, what do you want? He said, I want something which is most dear to you. Which you love the most. And Lord Shiva said, really you want to know what I love the most? He said, yeah, I want that. So Lord Shiva takes him and shows him in a well. You know, there was this deities, big deities of Radha and Krishna. And he offers that deity, saying, I want these deities. And these deities are none other than Radha Vallabh in Vrindavan. So we can see he is the greatest of Vaishnava. And here demigods, when they are offering prayers, they are glorifying him. And then they are saying that this is the only thing we know about you and now please help us. So the first component of a prayer is glorifying the personality whom we are asking for a favor. The second component is expressing our humble situation, our dinta, that I am so insignificant and I cannot help myself. Even when we come in front of the Lord, deities, and we pray, the first thing we do is glorify the deities. Glorify Lord Krishna, you are so beautiful, you are so magnanimous, you are most merciful. And then we say, but I am insignificant. I do not know what to do in my life. Please help me. And then we ask for some favor, that this is what is my request. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of so many prayers. In fact, prayers are one of the 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam. Vandanam is one of the very, very powerful process of devotional service. When we pray, Krishna listens, and somebody can perfect his or her life by offering different prayers to the Lord. Let us discuss about some important prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam. That when the difficult situations came in that devotee's life, how he or she prayed intensely and Krishna reciprocated. We have the famous example from the 8th canto of Gajendra. In Gajendra's case also, he was the king of the elephants with so many children, wives, his army, and he wanted to enjoy. He entered the lake and he wanted to enjoy. And exactly like demigods, he came across the most unexpected situation. A crocodile caught hold of him. When crocodile was, and there was a fight between crocodile and Gajendra. And when they were fighting, it was for 1,000 years. But because the crocodile was an animal of water, he was getting more and more strength. Gajendra tried to get help from his family members, but nobody could help him. He struggled, and he was losing his strength. And what could he do at that time? He remembered some prayers from his previous life. Whenever we are in a difficult situation, especially a devotee, the Paramatma within our heart, he reminds us that please take shelter of me. And he remembered the prayers of his previous life. He picked up a lotus, offered that I am in a species which is so low, but please help me. And immediately Lord Vishnu appeared and he helped Gajendra. We have also prayers of Draupadi. When Draupadi Can you imagine? She's a queen of five Pandavas. We can say she was so beautiful that she was like the Miss Universe of the present world. And who were her husbands? The most powerful people on the world. Most powerful people. But still, she was put in the greatest difficult situation in her own house. Most of the time you expect that in your house you are safest. But here she was put into the most difficult situation in her own house. Her husbands could not help her. And the only thing she could do is with folded hands, pray. That, hey Govinda, please save me. And when she prayed, Krishna immediately reciprocated. We see in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, after Hiranyakashipu was killed and Narsingdev appeared, what were the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj? That my dear Lord Narsingdev, please, I want to remain on this planet till the time any one soul who is forgetful of you. You know, I want to help you to deliver all these souls who are away from you and bring them back to you. And then he said, my father, he was very cruel to me, but I pray to you that please deliver my father. So we can see the great devotees, they are always praying for the welfare of others. And the prayers must come from heart. Depending upon the faith and sincerity of a devotee, the prayers have the powers. It is said that prayers are the keys to the spiritual world, but faith unlocks the door. Prayers are the keys to the spiritual world, but faith unlocks the door. It is faith which is most important when we pray. Not just superficial words, superficial rituals. Even when we chant, our daily process of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is the most powerful process of praying. But it will be effective depending upon our faith. If we just make it a ritualistic, just Hare Krishna, somehow or other we are speaking, not hearing, our attention is somewhere else. Or as soon as we start chanting, I think the entire planning starts for the day, for the month, for the year. The best thoughts for planning comes when you start chanting. And you feel I should write down. But depending upon our faith, that we must understand that how important is this process of praying and chanting. The chanting in the morning gives us such spiritual strength that it helps us to sharpen our intelligence. We forget. We forget many times when we came first time to this class, any spiritual class, we hear the first philosophy. We are not the body, but we are eternal soul. But as we start practicing in our daily routine, we sometimes forget this. Instead of working on the spiritual level, we start working on the bodily platform. And we forget this basic principle of we are not the body, but we are the soul. Recently I was reading a book. This is a book written by a neurosurgeon in America. And the book says, the title is The Proof of Heaven. Because I am doing some research in the hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So I was reading this book about the proof of heaven. It's a book about a neurosurgeon. He is an American who was operating for years on brain of different patients. And one fine day, he found that he had severe back pain. And he was in back pain. Doctors normally, they try to analyze, what must be the reason. So he thought, maybe there is some viral infection. I should take a hot shower and I'll feel better. But then when he was trying to take the hot shower, it increased. So he just decided that, let me just relax. It was early in the morning, his wife was still sleeping. And when he was lying down on the bed, the most unexpected thing happened. He went into something called as tetus epilepticus. That means he was continuously having epileptic fits. It is said in the medical science that if you have epileptic fit for 2 minutes, it destroys a particular part of your brain. But status epilepticus is that you are continuously having that fit. There is no gap in between. And that happened to him for 2 hours. Because his wife was sleeping, he didn't even realize what's happening to him. Then when she woke up, she realized that this man is shaking. And she realized that he is having something unusual. So she called up the hospital, the ambulance came. An ambulance immediately took the doctor to the emergency. And when he was in a wheelchair, the nurses realized this is our own doctor, you know, who is operating here. Shri Shri Radha Gopalanand ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So he realized, you know, they realized that he is their own doctor. And when he was, they did not know what to, they realized his status epilepticus, so they wanted to give him some, you know, medicines. They gave him the medicine, and the next thing they wanted to do is take the fluid from his brain. You know, because that's the only thing we can explain what is happening in the brain, the fastest way. So when they put a syringe in the back and removed the fluid, normally it should be watery, it was full of pus. So they realized that there is the whole brain, entire brain is infected very heavily. So, and he spoke that, you know, the nurse and the doctor said, oh God, you know, it is full of pus. And our dear friend, neurosurgeon, being a neurosurgeon, he realized, this is a very, very difficult situation. And he writes that he realized that if pus comes out in CSF, you know, cerebrospinal fluid, that means he may just leave his body. And he was realizing that his consciousness was going down and down and down. And at one point, he said, I just prayed, God, please save me. And he became unconscious. And they immediately put him into ICU, the best of the ICU, on ventilator, all the machines, because practically his body was brain dead. So his entire body was on different machine. And he writes in this book that most of the time I have declared patients dead because the brain was dead. But here he's saying I was alive and I came out of my body. And the first thing which came in my mind, that I'm still alive, that means brain is not the controller of this body. There is something higher than the brain is controlling this body. And that is consciousness. And then he realized that he was flying. He was flying and he was going to some dark places, some dirty smells, dirty looking people. He writes all this in his book. And then he did not know what was happening. He was feeling very scared. And then after some time, he's saying one very beautiful looking personality came and took him. Took him to a place where the cows were grazing. People were dressed in different dresses. And he was flying in the air with them. But that person told him, you cannot come here just now. Because you are not prepared to stay here. You have to go back into your body. So by the time he came back, it was almost 7 days which had passed. And here, all his family members, his sons, his wife, his sisters, they were just doing only one thing, holding his hands and praying intensely. And he said when he came, he was coming down, he could see all the 6 people's faces. All those 6 who were praying, he could see their faces. And what was happening in the hospital, the doctor said that 6 days have passed and because he's our own doctor, we have kept him on these machines. But I think it is a time we have to disconnect the machine and, you know, let the body be declared as dead. And still, because the family members were so attached, they said, okay, next 12 hours. After that, we have to disconnect all the machines. And then they're about to disconnect the machine, he opens his eyes. And they were shocked. They were shocked. And then he said, then after that he recovered his brain. Because they were giving him some medicines, heavy antibiotics to clear off the pus. So he writes in the conclusion that it is not the brain which controls the body, but it is the consciousness which controls the body. And there is life after death. And prayers can do miracles. So depending, sometimes as devotees we think that I am praying so intensely. Most of the places where I travel, many times many couples ask this question. Mataji, we are trying for a child for so many years, you know, not getting a kid. And that's the most common, please pray. And we wonder, you know, that in India, if you go on the roadside, near the stations, there are these beggars sitting and there are 5-6 children. See, why these devotees were so sincere, asking such sincere prayers? Why Krishna doesn't give them a child? You know, they would help this soul so much. But I read a very nice quote. If God answers your prayers, it increases your faith. If God delays answering your prayers, it increases your patience. But if he decides to not answer your prayers, what is the conclusion? He has something better for you in future. Also, we see that prayers in the scriptures are divided into again, like everything is divided into three modes of nature. Even prayers can be divided into three gunas. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. Let us consider who prayed in the mode of ignorance. Hiranyakashipu. And his prayer was completely in mode of ignorance. That somehow or other, I never want to die. And he was trying to figure out all different ways. Ravan. When Ravan worshipped Lord Shiva, his prayers, because he wanted to steal Mother Sita. His prayers are mode of ignorance. And unfortunately, in the modern world, when we see the terrorists, they think they are doing some great religious activity. They are in completely mode of ignorance. And then prayers in mode of passion. We see at Radha Gopinath temple, whenever there is exam period, you know, suddenly the number of students visiting Radha Gopinath increase. There is a crowd of students coming. Or here I saw at the manor that every couple who gets married in London, mostly they all want to come immediately after their marriage to, you know, pray. Please, or many times businessmen come. They are doing some great business dealings. That please help me. It's a mode of passion. Give me wealth, give me power, give me fame, give me children, give me good wife, give me good health. All this is mode of passion. And then there are prayers in mode of goodness. These prayers in mode of goodness are always prayers for welfare of other living entities. And I was reading the prayer by Saint Francis of Assisi. And the first line says, Let me be your instrument in your hand for peace. This is a prayer in mode of goodness. And we, luckily, in our sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who incarnated, Lord Krishna incarnating as a devotee, he gave the most Shuddha Sattva prayers, the transcendental prayers. And which are they? Shikshastakam prayers. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write any books. But he gave his teachings in the form of 8 prayers, Shikshastakam prayers, which can take you from one level to the highest level of the spiritual realization. And I would conclude by just last one thing, that all of us are sitting in this temple. We have this wonderful class, but we don't realize that this temple or all of us are here because of one man's prayer. One man who left Vrindavan at the age of 69 just because his spiritual master wanted him to go in the world and give the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Just to please his spiritual master, to follow his instruction, he left the most comfortable place of Vrindavan with 40 rupees. What can you achieve with 40 rupees? And not by a flight in a cargo ship. Our dear Srila Prabhupada, he left in a cargo ship to come to the Western world not knowing anybody there. It is very difficult. I travel sometimes to so many countries, and at least when I go at the airport, when I land, there is some devotee to pick us up. Prabhupada did not have anybody. He did not know anyone. And in that cargo ship, he suffered from 3 heart attacks, seasickness. And at that point of time, he wrote these prayers. And when he was writing these prayers, he never even thought that these prayers will be published. It was not intended to be read by anybody else. He wrote a sincere prayer from his heart to Lord Krishna. That, my dear Lord Krishna, somehow or other, I want to please you. I want to please my spiritual master. Krishna punya tabe hoye bhai. That when can I please my spiritual master? He has given me this instruction that I should go and preach all over the world. But I do not know anything. If you want, you can make this happen. My dear Lord Krishna, people in this world, most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. And therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand this message. You are so kind, my dear Lord Krishna, on this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me, but I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? But I know that your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. Prabhupada writes that I do not even understand whether they will be able to understand the language which I speak. But this will be possible only if you can do it. You are sitting as Paramatma in everyone's heart. And therefore, please make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. That please, Lord Krishna, I do not understand anything, but somehow that you have brought me here. I do not know what is going to happen. Please make me dance in your hands, instrument in your hands. You have given me the name Bhakti Vedanta. He said, neither I know the word Bhakti, neither I have knowledge. But if you want, you can make this possible. And because of that one devotee's sincere prayers, all of us are sitting here and we are able to hear this class. We have the opportunity to worship the deities. We have the opportunity to chant the holy name. We have the opportunity to read Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. So power of one man's prayer has brought revolution in the entire world, including India. You will be surprised. People think that Indians are very spiritual, but even India is so much into westernization. And only because of Srila Prabhupada, even we people staying in India, we had some knowledge about Krishna. Otherwise, we would be worshipping some demigods, doing some rituals. So we should be so grateful and understand the importance of this prayer Srila Prabhupada had done. And we cannot be as great as Srila Prabhupada, but we can ask, sincerely pray at this moment, that Srila Prabhupada, we can remain the humble instruments in your hands and help you in the smallest way to assist you in your mission to spread this message of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.